Macbeth by William Shakespeare. Act 5, Scene 8. Another part of the field. Enter Macbeth.
Why should I play the Roman fool and die on mine own sword, whilst I see lives the gashes do better upon them?
Enter Macduff.
Turn, hellhound, turn. Of all men else, I have avoided thee, but get thee back. My soul is too much charged with blood of thine already. I have no words. My voice is in my sword, thou bloodier villain than terms can give thee out.
They fight.
Thou losest labor. As easy mayest thou the entrenchant air with thy king's sword impress as make me bleed. Let fall thy blade on vulnerable crests. I bear a charmed life which must not yield to one of woman born. Despair thy charm, and let the angel, whom thou still hast served, tell thee Macduff was from his mother's womb untimely ripped. Accursed be that tongue that tells me so, for it hath cowled my better part of man. And be these juggling fiends no more believed, that patter with us in a double sense, that keep the word of promise to our ear and break it to our hope. I'll not fight with thee. Then yield thee, coward, and live to be the show and gaze of the time. We'll have thee as our rarer monsters are, painted upon a pole and under writ, here may you see the tyrant. I will not yield, to kiss the ground before young Malcolm's feet and to be baited with the rabble's curse. Though Burnham would be come to Dunsinane, and thou, opposed, being of no woman born, yet I will try the last. Before my body I throw my warlike shield. Lay on, Macduff, and damned be him that first cries, hold enough.
They exit, fighting. Alarums are heard. A retreat is heard, then a flourish. Entering with drum and colors are Malcolm, Old Seward, Ross, the other thanes, and soldiers.
I would the friends we miss were safe arrived. Some must go off, and yet by these I see so great a day as this is cheaply bought. Macduff is missing, and your noble son. Your son, my lord, has paid a soldier's debt. He only lived but till he was a man, the which no sooner had his prowess confirmed, in the unshrinking station where he fought, but like a man he died. Then he is dead, aye, and brought off the field. Your cause of sorrow must not be measured by his worth, for then it hath no end. Had he his hurts before? Aye, on the front. Why then, God's soldier be he. Had I as many sons as I have hairs, I would not wish them to a fairer death, and so his knell is knolled. He's worth more sorrow than that I'll spend for him. He's worth no more. They say he parted well and paid his score, and so God be with him. Here comes newer comfort.
Re-enter Macduff with Macbeth's head.
Hail, king, for so thou art. Behold, where stands the usurper's cursed head. The time is free. I see thee compassed with thy kingdom's pearl that speak my salutation in their minds, whose voices I desire aloud with mine. Hail, king of Scotland! Hail, king of Scotland!
There is a flourish.
We shall not spend a large expense of time before we reckon with your several loves and make us even with you, my thanes and kinsmen. Henceforth be earls, the first that ever Scotland in such an honour named. What's more to do, which would be planted newly with the time, as calling home our exiled friends abroad, that fled the snares of watchful tyranny, producing forth the cruel ministers of this dead butcher and his fiend-like queen, who, as 'tis thought by self and violent hands, took off her life, this, and what needful else, that calls upon us by the grace of grace, we will perform in measure, time and place. So thanks to all at once and to each one, whom we invite to see us crowned at Scone.
There is a flourish, and all exit. The end of Act 5, Scene 9, and the end of Macbeth by William Shakespeare. Read by Rick Kistner for Lit2Go on the web at fcit.usf.edu.